This is LBC with Clive Bull.
LBC, I'm Clive Bull. Researchers have discovered a bug in the chips used in more than 900 million Android phones that, if exploited, could give attackers access to a phone's settings, apps, camera and microphone. Let's find out more with Fevzi Turkalp, editor of the tech advice website, gadgetdetective.com. Fevzi, good evening.
Evening, Clive.
Tell us more about this bug then. How has it happened?
Okay, so some 900 million Android devices, which is not only smartphones, but tablets and even some set-top boxes that use Android, contain chips from a manufacturer called Qualcomm. And it's been found that those chips or the driver software that operates those chips inside the Android devices is faulty. It's got some bugs in it, which actually mean that there are four security vulnerabilities hidden inside these 900 million Android phones. And now that it's public knowledge that these bugs exist, we can expect, if they don't already exist, apps to be developed that will take advantage of these vulnerabilities to effectively take control of your phone, be able to steal any information that's on your phone, be able to track your location via the GPS chip or make a note of everything that you type into the phone. So they will be able to do whatever you can do with your own phone when it's in your hand without you knowing it. So it's not good. And that's, 900 million. That's almost a sixth of the population of the
world. Yeah. Is that all Android phones or is it certain models that we're talking about?
It's a lot of them. It's not all of them because of the way Android works, because it's produced by many manufacturers, it's not all of them, but some BlackBerrys are affected, some Google phones, HTC, LG, Samsung, Sony. So most of the major brands have affected handsets. 900 million, that's a fair chunk of all the Android
devices. So what should people be doing to protect themselves then?
It's very difficult in this instance, but there is some advice that I can give, which will help with this and stand you in good stead going forward as well. It is, first of all, if you're a user of a smart device, tablet or phone, always keep your operating system up to date, be it Android, Windows Phone, Apple's iOS. Keep it up to date because they tend to fix bugs, and the most recent versions have the bug fixes in it. If you have an older phone or tablet that can no longer run the latest version of the operating system, you should consider ditching the device and buying a newer one, because you might not be able to get access to the latest bug fixes if you're only running older versions of the software. Furthermore, these problems will come into reality when you download an app that's designed to take advantage of the vulnerability. So when you go for an app store, go to the legitimate app store. So if you're an Android user, go to the Google Play Store. That doesn't mean you're completely safe, but that's the first step. Second step is don't download a brand new app. If it's a brand new app and there's no reviews from it or only a small number of reviews on it, don't download it. Let other people do that. Let them review it. And then you'll either see lots of 5 and 4 stars and wonderful, or you'll see lots of fake scam warnings on it. So leave it a month or so at least. And also, when you download, look at the permissions. So when you download an app, the app will ask for permission to access certain things inside your phone. It may be your contact list. It may be your diary. It may be the GPS chip. If it looks like it's trying to grab access to things that it probably doesn't really need, then that's also an indication that this may be a risk to your privacy and data well-being.
And is there any sort of special software, like with a PC you can upload special antivirus software? Are we going to have to do that with our phones?
Yeah, no, and we should be doing that now. We've come past the point where we should be doing that. So I think most of us have got the idea now that our desktops and our laptops need protecting. We need antivirus, anti-spyware software. Your mobile is a computer. It just happens to make phone calls occasionally, but otherwise it's essentially a computer. So you can go to people like Symantec, Norton brand. You can get things from Kaspersky. The people who discovered this vulnerability are a company called Checkpoint. They do their own software as well. And it's well past time. And I've noticed now you can buy, for example, Norton do their internet security package. You can get one where it will allow you to protect 5 devices, and they can be Windows PCs, Macs, Android devices. All sorts of devices can be covered under a single license, and costs you £10 or £20 for a year's cover.
Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. Fevzi Turk out there from GadgetDetective.com with news of those 900 million Android phones that could be affected by this bug.